Dick, that's word of pimp. Word of pimp. Word of pimp. Word of pimp. Hold up.
Oh my. You are now listening to To House Sadness, the podcast. Oh my, oh boy. Oh, get it because of the song? And Captain Psy.
That was because of that joke.
Oh no, come on.
JK, it was a good joke. Jacob Alan Kuban.
JK.
I appreciated it.
Hey, thanks. Welcome to...
fucking just hot wings?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
My background on my iPad is the hot wings from New York Fried Chicken. If you're ever in Grand Rapids and you want some dope-ass hot wings, go to New York Fried Chicken. They're actually called Wingzings. I think actual hot wing fanatics would give me shit about it.
Well, if they want to pay us money to plug them.
Wingzings, they should, man, because it's hard to find unless you're a restaurant distributor.
What's Wingzings?
Wingzings, it's the name of the actual brand of chicken wings, and then you just get them frozen, you just deep fry them.
What's different about them?
They're fucking, they're crispy as shit, but they still have a spicy kick to them.
Okay. You said real chicken wings people would give you
shit for
liking
because they're
them.
Not made fresh.
Oh, well,
that's
who
what
fucking
I'm saying.
Cares?
That's what I was just saying. I don't care. I was saying real,
I thought they were, completely different, and I was like, what the fuck?
No, I just mean, real fried chicken. People would be like, well, it's not real fried chicken because it's frozen in belly.
Yeah, well, fuck those people.
Man. I know, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I completely agree.
They can kiss my fat vagina. There it is. It's coming. It's coming in, 5 seconds. You know, imagine just... If you're listening at home, just imagine that we had this planned out, and it was it worked perfectly, but it didn't because my wife and stuff. I don't want to ramble any longer because
an alligator bit my hand.
That's fucking not. That's not what I asked for. I'm about to walk off this fucking set.
Go walk the plank.
Ugh. I'm gonna take Leo with me.
Walk the dank.
My wife.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
There it is. That's what I was looking for. Edit that together. It'll be a fucking great laugh.
I'll cut this up so it'll be good. It'll be, what was it? I don't care about what those people say. They
can kiss my fat vagina.
Yes.
You know how smooth that was.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
And then I was like, you know what? Fuck people who don't who are pretentious about hot wings. They can.
Kiss my fat vagina.
Yeah, we both did it.
I fucked up. I said the words.
What is it that you said?
I said fuck people
right here, right now. Rough.
That's what you said.
Who was that?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I didn't like that. That was
wow.
That's too much for this podcast.
I don't think that's true at all.
Okay.
Ugly ass fucking go to me.
I didn't know he said fucking.
Ugly ass fucking
noodle head. I thought he just said ugly ass noodle head.
No, they that's funny. They take away the head all the way out, which
Man,
is a bummer.
Fucking world star.
Hello!
Okay, so let's start it off.
I'm seriously going to fucking... Not only am I going to leave, I'm going to burn this fucking place down. I hate Mrs. Doubtfire.
Dude!
I hate it. So much! Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. Directly into the microphone, too.
I looked down.
Oh, you idiot. Oh, okay, shit. That's enough.
Bruh.
Okay. I want it. Oh. Right here.
Get out of
right
here.
Now.
Would you just get out of here? Okay, are we right. Good? We're ready?
I guess.
We're ready now?
Don't fucking get me started.
Hello!
Dude, there's two movies I hate. Mrs. Doubtfire and The Princess Bride.
Really?
I hate them both.
Really?
Yeah.
More than any other movies?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, no, not more than any other movies, but just
wow.
Just any... Fuck you.
I'm sorry. It wasn't me.
God, that guy reminds me of a combination of Brad Wenzel and my cousin.
That's a spicy meatball!
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going to make a great point. I just don't like those movies.
Okay.
That's all. All
right. I was curious if you had anything real to say about it.
I've seen Princess Bride. Like, I had a teacher in high school. Like, anytime she would, like, leave, she would, like... And she would be gone, like 2 times a month. And we would always watch that fucking movie.
Oh, okay.
And, like, just out of sheer repetition, also, I think it's not funny at all.
I gotcha. Does it have something to do with how much people like it, too, or...
Yeah. And, dude, that, like, rule of three, that guy says... I'm fucking Inigo Montoya, you killed my father like 20 fucking times.
Uh-huh.
That's more than three.
People like it.
Well, you know what else? You know what? A lot of people like...
Are you going to make a Nazi joke?
No, I was gonna tone it down a little bit.
Oh. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people like Sesame Street, too.
Yeah. And fuck... No, I like Sesame Street.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't like that movie. I hate that fucking... The stuttering guy. Not the stuttering guy. The lisping guy. Where he's like, inconceivable.
Oh, yeah,
I hate
yeah.
that fucking guy. I just don't Bald. Think it's funny. I don't think it's funny at all.
Okay.
And Mrs. Doubtfire's terrible. That's all. That's all I gotta say about that piece of shit.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get real negative.
No, it's okay. I'm into it. You're being honest, and I appreciate that.
Tweet me your why you like Princess Bride, and I'll tell you that my dad didn't love me enough growing up.
Are you talking to me? You want me to tweet you?
No, don't tweet me. No one listens to this.
Oh, that's why I was asking if you were talking to
dad's
me.
Dad's dick. I don't know. Anyways.
Okay.
Okay. It's a fine movie. I just don't like it.
I gotcha. All right. Well, let's move on then. Let's,
fucking hate it. Okay.
Let's talk about something sweet.
Actually, like our neighbor.
Talk about somebody who hates you.
Yeah.
Apparently. I don't think she hates you.
She doesn't like me.
So we moved into this new place, and we can talk about the rest of the story, but at some point. But our neighbor downstairs is this old, I assume, Jewish lady.
I assume so, too.
And she's a total sweetheart, but she, like, loves me.
Loves Jacob.
Like, a huge fan of me.
You give this to Jacob.
And she was super sweet. She was bringing over treats and...
Started off as just bread.
Yeah, but they were like pastries. That's yeah. what. Yeah. They were like hard pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Jewish and pastries.
Like, yeah, like tea dipping bread and shit.
Yeah, a lot of tea. Everything she mm-hmm. brings up goes good with tea.
Oh, brings great tea. The tea is really good that she brings.
Is it? I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, I love tea. It's good. All right. It's good shit.
Well,
it's good
shit. Yeah, I mean... it's all been pretty fucking fantastic, and it's total sweet. We thought it was going to last for maybe a week or two max, but it's been constant. We've been here for a couple months now, and it's been constant, and it's even grown. Like, she gives us gift cards now.
Yeah.
But
she gave us two $30 gift cards to Whole Foods.
Gave me.
Yeah. Give these to Jacob, is what she said to me.
While I was out of town the other weekend.
She handed them to me. She was like, give them to Jacob.
Every time she rings the doorbell.
Fucking piece of shit.
And sees Casey, she's immediately disappointed and bummed out.
I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah. I was always curious. I was like, why does she like me so much? And she asked me one time, are you Jewish? And I said, no. And she said, oh, well, your name is Jacob. And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, oh, well, Jacob is a very strong Jewish name. Book of... Isaiah, I think is what she said, or Isaac, maybe.
You know, book of fucking lies is what I'm saying. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry, your mom didn't name you well enough.
Yeah. Anyways, my name's Alec Jones.
But, yeah, she keeps bringing me gorgeous, wonderful things. Yeah. Falafels and whole rotisserie chickens.
A cheese in a jacuzzi, I would say.
Cheese in a water dish.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
Cheese trough.
Yeah, I don't like the homemade cheese.
It was interesting. It tasted good, but it's
you
weird.
You had it?
Yeah.
Dude, it molded.
I had to try some.
It molded in like 4 minutes,
It didn't
man.
Mold?
Fuck yeah, dude.
It never molded. It was
dude,
in water.
Dude, when I threw that shit out, it was fucking molding.
It was, yeah, that was like 2 weeks after she brought it.
No, it wasn't.
It was like a week. It was
like, I can't believe it doesn't stink.
It was like
3 days.
No, it wasn't. You're fucking out of your mind. You're just bummed that she doesn't like you.
I don't care that she doesn't like me.
Yeah, you do. Look, listen to yourself.
No, I don't care. I don't need this fucking woman in my life.
All right, well, I'm not bringing you the Cheesecake Factory with me.
Oh, well, you know what?
Or Whole Foods.
What was the other one she gave us? Like the $100 to...
She gave us $100 to this Persian restaurant. That's her favorite. And then gave me a menu.
I like that shit.
That she circled what to get. And I was like, that's the cutest fucking thing ever. Also...
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, dude, that's so much money.
I know.
What was that?
It was her downstairs.
Oh.
Opening the door, she can hear us talking about her.
Have you seen that white cat that lives across the way?
Mm-mm.
Dude, I was trying to take a picture of the other day. It was like chilling.
Oh, in the apartment?
No. There's one that just like hangs out outside of the one, and it was just like chilling on the hood of a car for like 3 hours. And I was trying to take a picture of it, but like the screen was making it all fuzzy and shit. So I was like, I don't want to fucking post this and ruin my credibility for taking.
It was out there for 3 hours, and you couldn't leave the apartment to go take a picture?
No, because I didn't want to spook him. Because I did once, and he was just like, I'm fucking out of here, because you know,
cats.
Like, no, while yeah, especially cats are outside. They're like super like guarded.
Okay.
He's probably get fucked with all the time. I don't know if he's in, like, I don't know if he's an indoor cat or not. You know?
I don't know either now.
He's all white, and he's kind of fat, and he looks fucking cool as shit. I just want to be his friend.
Well, get a picture of him next time. Learn how to use your camera phone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to wooden fuck me's.
No.
And I'd like you to start off.
I'd like you to. Let me tell you about the princess.
Every episode.
Dude, seriously, I hate the fucking Princess Bride.
I know you do. I really wish that you hated the Princess Bride, and then your first wouldn't fuck me was the girl from Princess Bride.
I don't even know her name. Yeah, me neither. I'm not going to fucking... I know the dude. That dude is in Saw later.
Yeah, he's got a weird name. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, he's also in Liar.
Carrie Elwes or some shit.
Yeah, he's like... He's the fucking...
It's the Claw. Hey, fucking coming square. At you.
That square fucking chode.
He's a square in that flick.
Yeah, he is.
Bet you he's a real Fletcher. Go-getter. Fletcher.
You know, the one who gets plastered. Okay. Okay. So the first wouldn't fuck me is Natalie Emmanuel, I think. I think that's how you pronounce it. She's on Game of Thrones. And she wouldn't fuck me. Not even with Grey Worm's chopped off dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
All right.
You watched that show?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. His name's Grey Worm?
I think so. I'm so bad with names with people on that show. Like, I wish they would all wear name tags.
Yeah, I'm bad with names in general.
I know Tyrion. That's Peter Dinklage. I know Jon Snow. And then I know Khaleesi. And then everyone else, I'm like, oh, that's the girl who the ghost came out of her vag. Oh, that's the guy who I like, and he's old, and he wants to fuck Khaleesi, but, like, it ain't gonna happen. Oh, that's the handsome guy who gets to fuck Khaleesi, and he's got a big ol' slang of dick, but, like, he's not cool, you know? And then, like, and then there's fucking Hordor.
Hordor?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's his name.
It's Hodor.
Oh, fuck you. Dude, that fucking twist... I laughed so hard at that. Seriously, that is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. That like
it seemed like a joke.
People were like that was so emotional. I was like, yeah, I was fucking dying laughing.
Was that in the books?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I wonder if it felt better and more emotional in the books. There's no way, right?
It was fucking dumb.
You think if you read it, it would...
No, because
I was going to say...
If I would have read it, I would have threw that goddamn book in the ocean.
I would have thrown it right next to the fire of Princess Bride movies.
Yeah, oh my God.
And Mrs. Doubtfire. I would have thrown it in that Mrs. Doubtfire.
God, dude.
Thanks for...
That was one of the dumbest things of all time.
Why can't you remember people's names?
What's the matter with you, boy? You too stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid to do what your coach tells you?
Yes. I think it's because I don't really care about that show. I think that show's not very good. And, it's like, you learn a character's name and then they fucking die.
I hear you.
And then it's like, oh, someone else pops up. Who gives a fuck?
I have a terrible memory. I stay invested in a show for, like, the season and then I can't remember shit.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm not really invested in that show.
I'm not good at getting invested in anything. I have actually, like, kind of a weird complex, not a complex about it, but I'm kind of, like, worried about it that, you know, people get really psyched about a lot of shit, and they're like, oh, man, that dude's, like, totally into comics, or this dude's totally into that, and this motherfucker could talk to you all day about Harry Potter, and then I try to look at shit or make a fucking Tinder profile, and I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese curds? Like...
Yeah.
I like what I can't like. Even tell you everything about them. I just like to eat them.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. Yeah. I like... I know. My wife. I know a lot about stuff I like, but, like, you know, things that, like, I'm, like, don't care about or, like, I'm kind of not fully invested in, it's like, I don't give a shit.
I think that's the thing is I like a lot of stuff. I'm just not passionate
about
a lot of stuff. Yeah. I'm not a passionate person.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah.
Casey.
My wife.
All right. My wouldn't fuck me is, speaking of nerd stuff or passion, I guess, is Felicity Jones.
Yes, sure.
Who was recently in the new Star Wars Rogue One.
Didn't see it.
I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really well
Rubber
done.
Rubber baby bunkers!
Exactly, yeah. And Felicity Jones, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I went rogue one time and decided to actually fuck women.
Uh-oh, somersault jump.
That was great. That was really good. That made me feel really good about myself.
That was good. I liked it. You want... Yeah. No, that was actually a pretty good joke.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sorry. I ruined it by...
Number one or number two?
Which one did you ruin it by?
Number two.
I'll suck your dick.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
That's what I ruined it
okay.
by. No, that was actually good. I haven't seen...
It was okay.
I've never seen a... And honestly, I've never seen a Star Wars movie in completion.
A single one?
Nope.
Oh, wow. All right.
That's not even like a bragging thing. I haven't done it.
I got you. I wasn't going to call you out or say anything.
No, I like sci-fi, but I've heard Star Wars is more sci-fi fantasy. I don't really like fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
that's
also like, and honestly, what it was is like, I never knew anyone growing up who had
the VHS tapes.
Yeah, they never had like, no one I knew had the fucking, yeah.
I like the pictures on them.
And the ones that like, I was like interested in, it was like, oh, the fucking like, are the bad ones, like episode one and shit like that. So it's like, that's not a good place to start. So
those were the ones you were interested in seeing?
Well, no, that's like, by the time I was like at an age where I could like, oh, maybe I should like, you know, check this stuff out. It's okay. like, you don't want to start here, though. These suck.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
All right.
I'll watch them one of these days, but mostly I didn't watch them because... Fuck my butt. What'd you do
to this? Shut your butt.
There it is. Yeah. It's not important.
I'm going to fill you up.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. We're this doing great so far. We're actually going to stop with the wouldn't fuck me's right there.
I got one more.
You got one more? You want to do one more?
Yeah, quick one.
Okay.
Tim Riggins.
Ooh.
Friday Night Lights. Oh, God, dude.
Oh, Dr. Tim Riggins.
Oh, my God. So many attractive people on that show. Like, number one, Coach, obviously.
Yeah.
Number two, Tim Riggins. And then just fucking...
All the other dudes.
Yeah. Literally everyone on that show.
Every single man on that show.
Tim Riggins wouldn't fuck me, not even if he lived in a trailer in my backyard and I had a really attractive young daughter. And things were a little weird, but he never did fuck her. Because he's the ultimate teammate. Tim Riggins is the ultimate teammate. And he had a three-way with the Stratton sisters.
I kind of got lost in that.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't fuck you.
Yeah, because he was living in my backyard in a trailer.
And you had an attractive daughter. But nothing ever happened between them.
No, he was like her big brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why he wouldn't fuck you.
He wouldn't fuck me.
Because your daughter is like his sister, and he's like,
no,
I don't want to fuck my
dad.
No,
what I'm saying is because, like, he loves that trailer.
He doesn't want to lose the space.
Yeah, he doesn't want to lose that space.
He's like, I don't want to complicate things by fucking you.
It's a great view.
It's a great view.
Texas forever. Texas forever. That's what he says, man. You gotta watch that show.
I've seen it. There was a part in that
all
show.
All the way through?
I've seen it all the way through.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have, you fucking asshole.
I don't believe you.
I've talked to you about it.
No, you haven't.
All right, my last wouldn't fuck me is Melissa Clark. She's a DJ. She was a Suicide Girl. Very attractive. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I owned a boat.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
My wife.
There was a scene in Friday Night Lights where he's finally like happy and everything's going his way. That was so perfectly like one of those show moments where it was like, everything's going my way. And I had like a tingle go down my spine. I was like, oh shit, something bad's going to happen. And immediately something bad happened. I don't want to talk too much about it in case you guys want to see it.
I'm crippled and I want to listen to Nirvana.
Hey, I'm crippled and I want to listen to Nirvana.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the greatest line from that show. Not the greatest, but it's one of the greatest. All right, let's move on now.
Yeah, we're running a little long.
To 30 seconds of...
Because of my great banter.
to 30 seconds of an anti-smoking commercial with Rob McElhenney in it.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah. Did you ever try cigarettes?
I was 14.
Any reason? I guess I was trying to be cool or something.
Really?
Well, yeah.
So you tried it because other people were doing it?
Yeah, I guess.
And why don't you do it anymore?
A lot of reasons. Just didn't like it, you know? I don't need to smoke to, like, fit in. Hold up. We finished?
Dr. Rob McElhenney.
Is he a doctor?
Mac. Yeah, he's a doctor to me.
Oh, okay.
He held my balls and asked me how my grandpa was doing for my physical.
I didn't answer that question.
What question?
When the guy asked me how my grandpa was doing.
You never answered it?
No, I did. I was like, what? He's fine.
You're like, he's doing great. And your doctor was like, better than your balls are doing.
Mm-hmm. Sit down, son. You got cancer.
Sit down, son. You got cancer.
Grab a seat, kids. We're about to do a rap about cancer.
All right. So this next bit that we're going to do here is...
Lick, lick, lick my balls. Yeah. Say that all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's.
I say it all the time, man. Can't help it.
So this next bit that we're going to do... is called Casey Sipping for a Half Hour.
Yes, it's classic.
Do you think you could get a full half hour out of one beer of sipping?
No.
Or something.
I think I could...
I don't even know if I can do it very well.
You know what? I want to say it's going to take me a full beer. What is that, 12 ounces? I want to say...
How do you do that?
I'm just really good at it. Like, I don't know, you know?
Mine's quieter. I, like, sucked it in.
It's more about, like...
I think I breathed it in.
Well, I think, like, a lot of people think you got to do it quickly. The slower you do it, the better.
Okay.
Because, like...
What, do you use your top lip?
Yeah. And then you just put... You just, like, you do it really slow, and you put a lot of emphasis on what's coming in. And it just... You just gotta, like... It's just like a river, and then you just gotta, like, let it, like, fucking be.
I think I breathe in too
heavy. It's like a puddle of water that you're slapping your dick into, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
Yeah, you
do that all the time.
Yeah. Sit.
Hit the sack, Jack!
You fucking idiot.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty alright. Yeah. Alright, so the next bit is...
Hold on, I'm not done with my dick in water.
Oh, you're not? Keep talking about your dick in the puddle.
Nah, I'm done with it. You're right.
Uh-oh, somersault jump! AIDS!
Right. AIDS. Yeah, I'm done with it.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, I guess. I'll come back to it.
I'm okay with going farther into it.
I'll come back to it. Okay. If I feel like it.
Alright, so next bit that we're going to do...
Leave it open.
Is this a long one?
I like horns.
No.
Okay.
Leave it open.
I also want to have a fart.
Like holes. No, our time machines?
Yeah, don't. Oh, we don't.
I'll eat pieces of shit like you for
breakfast. How do you think Elvis is doing?
You
right
eat
now?
Pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
No.
You hear that, Casey? He says you got speed. The faculty.
What?
Shooter McGavin is in the faculty.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's Casey's.
Oh, he's Elijah Wood's dad.
Yeah, I watched that over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a good-ass fucking movie.
I dig it. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, so this next bit, like I said, four times already, maybe five.
Did you?
Is called Coach Stories.
Yeah.
Speaking of faculty, there was a coach in that.
So, oh, yeah, the full coach.
Segway.
Yeah, me and Kuban. I mean, I know I look like a fucking D1 athlete still. And Kuban looked like he, you know.
Don't look me up and down while we're standing here. Oh, I look like I brought you water, you fucking asshole.
I mean, I ran a 4.
Kick his water loving ass, Greg.
Oh, it's such a good fucking.
I'm so pissed that I don't have this out of. Yeah. We don't need it.
Yeah, I mean.
From over here, look like you taking a shit.
Kuban couldn't run a 4.340. I mean, I could, but that's just because I'm a fucking.
I don't think I could have. I have asthma, though, so leave me alone, man.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's why they wouldn't let me into the army, fucking, either. Yeah? I was like, yo, let me join.
I'm colorblind, so I can't get in that shit.
Finna kill some Nazis.
That's good. There's ever a draft, we can't be drafted.
You think they're going to still have the same...
No, that's seriously. Like, that's.
But do you think they're still going to hold on to the same like shit? Like, you can't?
Also, we've both been on antidepressants, so, like, we can't. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, because they think you're just going to go on a rampage or some shit?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they want, though?
Maybe. You're right. Who knows what the fuck...
They're going to... They'll change it up because everybody's got something wrong with them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who knows what this...
Everyone's on different pills and taking Xannies and shit. Popping Xannies.
Mm.
All right, so this next bit's called Coach Stories.
Yeah, so I'm still a D1 athlete, and come on, you know, D3 Mighty Ducks over there.
I'm okay with that.
Hey, no.
You're a real piece of shit.
So coaches, I think, are very strange people, right?
Yes, most definitely.
Like, to like not only, like I like being a teacher is one thing, to like think you can like influence like a young person's life and like blah blah blah, put them on the right track. That's fine. But to like just be in a position where you yell at young people,
yeah,
who aren't gonna do anything, like the whole goal as a teacher is to get to someone to go to like college and some shit, but like,
or get them out.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, we need you to win this fucking game, and it doesn't mean anything, but I'm going to call you a queer.
Except for me.
Yeah, exactly. This is for all... This is my ego.
Win this, or I beat my wife.
Yeah, and I probably get some money otherwise. Like, yeah, like...
Yeah, fucking, there's got to be some backbetting and stuff going on.
Yeah, like, fucking... God, coaches are so weird. But yeah, so that's what...
Coaches that aren't teachers are even weird.
No. My football coach, he was an econ teacher, and he was a short man. 5'3" tough.
What was he?
Short man. So like short that's man. Even like even worse. Cause like short dudes who with like a fucking ego
Napoleon
are just,
complex.
Oh my god, get like fucking who cares?
I have a Napoleon Dynamite complex.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that where you talk to hot girls online all day?
It's just where I throw casserole at girls named Tina.
Oh, what about your llamas?
No, llamas I fuck.
Oh, me too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about your Uncle Rico?
My Uncle Rico.
Because he played quarterback for you.
He died.
Oh.
In a quarterback accident.
Yeah?
I threw a quarter hard enough at his back.
Hey, where are you going? I got a Subway.
Oh.
And then he went to get a Subway and never came back.
I heard a dream.
Mom said that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine. Now come down when you're feeling blue.
Don't reach over here ever again. Okay, get the fuck out of here.
I reached over with the claw. Yeah.
Speak for yourself, moron.
There you go.
Okay.
All
right, Casey. Start off with coach stories. Yeah. I think you have more than me, anyways. And just get the ball rolling here.
I had this football coach. I think he was struck by lightning like two or three times.
What do you mean? You think?
No, like, I know he was struck by lightning at least two times, but I think it was three.
How do you know?
Because he told us the story. And, like, legit, anytime it, like, would start raining, he'd be like, okay, guys, we're going inside. And we're all just like, hell yeah.
Because he'd just start shaking.
He'd just be like, okay, we got to get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah, because he got fucking struck by lightning. Like, two
metal plate
times.
In his head?
No, he just, like, is a dipshit, apparently.
Is that how you get struck by lightning? You're just a dipshit?
You're just outside and like you're like, oh, I can fucking take this shit. Like one time he said...
I don't think that's fair.
I remember one of the stories was he was walking to get groceries. And
because he's a dipshit.
Yeah, he's not a very smart
guy.
I'm
sorry, keep going.
He's not.
I believe you in that sense, but I don't think that's why people get struck by lightning.
Well, one time he was like, yeah, I'm parked in the grocery store parking lot, pushing the middle cart, and I got struck by lightning. Then I just got up and got groceries.
And then I grabbed another metal cart.
Yeah. And then he was like, yeah, that was it.
That's why you got to go to Target. They got the plastic carts.
Yeah. There was one time, he told us a story when there was like a tornado warning or whatever, and we had to like go in the weight room and like, you know, hide in case there was a tornado. And then he also told us this story about how he was flying somewhere and they transferred his flight at the last moment, so he like went from like being on a big ass flight to like one of those like tiny planes that has like 60 people or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I was on this flight, and he's like we're just like cooking along, and then all of a sudden we're just like, he's like, we just start nosediving, and he's like and everyone's just like freaking the fuck out, and so he's like, well, if I'm gonna die, I'm just gonna like read my book.
What?
Yeah, he's like, so I just started reading my book, and this girl's like, what are you doing? He's like, well, if I'm gonna die, I want to be smart. And we're like,
no,
that's what he said. I was like, that is
not what he said.
That's what he said he said. But, like, okay, that's a story you've told multiple times.
If I'm gonna die,
why would you not
be
punch
smart?
It up? Punch it up a little bit. You
yeah,
know?
that's the dumbest thing you could say and do in that scenario.
Yeah, so I was reading this book, and
you don't
I was
need
like,
your plane to nosedive to read the book. You should read it anyways.
Exactly. Yeah, like, Fucking, yeah, come on. And then he's like, then the plane straightened out and we're all fine, like fucking blah, blah, blah.
They won't let me into heaven unless I know the ending of Little Women.
Yeah, it was probably like a coloring book. He's like, how does this shit end? I lost my fucking green crayon.
Now I have a reason to color outside of the lines. This fucking plane's so bumpy.
Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo. And then he was telling us about how one time his dad got hit by a bread truck. Yeah. This guy just has a horrible existence, apparently.
That's the funniest shit to get.
Yeah.
You get hit and almost killed by a truck.
Yeah.
If it's filled with anything, if it's soft, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah, I got hit by a pillow truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Cool, man. You don't ever sound like a hard ass if you say that to anybody.
Well, not only that, like, he's told us that, and then we're like, bullshit. And then he, like, called his dad during class, and his dad was like...
Just crying.
And his dad was like... Why'd you bring that up again, son? I fucking hate you. You only call him and ask him about the bread truck, you fuck.
No, he did not.
No, he called his dad, and his dad was like, yeah, I was walking down the street, and this fucker just crushed me.
Why can't you get over this, son?
Yeah. Fucking horrible.
I don't even tell this story anymore.
Yeah, he's
I'm
like,
trying to get over this whole fucking thing. I haven't eaten toast in 10 years.
Son, the story ain't gonna get you any pussy.
I haven't eaten wraps my whole goddamn life afterwards. I can't even eat a fucking regular sandwich.
I don't even like PB&J.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's a fucking weirdo, man.
It ruined BLTs for me.
Yeah. Just coaches are just fucking weird.
That coach especially, it sounds like.
Yeah, because like... Like, it was cool, like, if there's bad weather, because then it's like, oh, we can go in the gym and, like fucking half-ass a practice.
Always hiding under the shed.
Yeah.
Already.
Dude. Yeah, fucking, ugh. Yeah. We had this, I don't know, one of my coaches for hockey was a truck driver.
Uh-huh.
And, like, once we found out that he was a truck driver, like, no one respected him. We're like, are you fucking serious? Like, this motherfucker's a truck driver? Like...
Wait, he drove like a big rig or he just owned a truck?
No, he drove a truck for Meyer.
Well, it's a big rig.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was making a dumb joke about you found out, we saw he had a Ford Ranger and those trucks are for lesbians.
Yeah, we're like, hey, this is fucking Range Rover.
Hemi or nothing.
No, we're like, really? Like, our coach delivers like swan's meals all day. Like
he'd be a swan's driver then. I guess that could be still a truck.
That's actually,
I would respect a swan's driver.
Oh, me too, man. I'd let a swan's driver finger my wife, you know?
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you be eating a swan's dinner during, right?
Yeah, of course.
Holy shit, these are good.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey's never tasted better. Turkey and gravy?
Gravy. I was just going to say that gravy is so fucking good. Better get that. Yeah.
I haven't had Schwan's dinners. Is it Schwan's or Schwan's? It's Schwan's.
Is it Schwan's? You know, who knows?
Isn't it S-C-H-W-A-N?
I think it's just the S-W.
And then we just made it Schwan's?
Yeah.
Schwan's dinner.
Because I don't want to plug them unless they're going to, you know, sponsor us. Because we have a very big audience and we're going to get paid for this.
Oh, always and already. Yeah. Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Got hit by a bread truck.
Yeah, hit by a bread truck, struck by lightning twice, and almost died on an airplane for being too fucking fat. So
too little of a nerd, apparently.
Yeah.
You know why we're going down? It's because I'm not a nerd. I need to get smarted up.
Yeah, he was...
I guess it shows how dumb he is in the sense that he thought in his last seconds of life...
I'm going to be smart by reading a book.
I'm going to read a book. Yeah. I wonder what book it was. I'm really curious about it.
Yeah, dude. It was probably like fucking...
I got to find Waldo real quick.
Yeah, exactly. I've been on this I Spy fucking shit.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, he's fucking stupid as shit. But, yeah.
What was he a coach for?
It was football. It was varsity football.
You played varsity football?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Well, I played my sophomore and junior year. I didn't play sports all the way up until senior year. The only sport I played all the way through was hockey. I quit baseball.
You played a bunch more than me, I think. I played a bunch when I was really young, but come high school, I didn't.
Me too. My brother was really good, so it was like, and my mom just did it, so I like would stay out of trouble and shit.
Oh no!
And I was like
trouble,
kind of. And I was just like fast. I wasn't like I was a good athlete in the sense that I was fast, and that was like pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean.
440? What was it? 340?
419.
419?
419. Yeah.
What is that?
It's a fast ass fucking 40. It's not
true. What does that mean? Oh.
No, I ran like a 4.5.
I don't know what that means.
It's pretty fast.
4 yards in 5 seconds?
40 yards in 4.5 seconds.
Damn.
As a 16-year-old.
All right, well,
hold on. As a white 16-year-old.
Schwan's. Schwan's dinner eaten.
Yeah.
White 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. I respect that.
Yeah. I did like hockey, though. But, yeah. Fucking sports are stupid as shit, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I enjoyed playing them.
Yeah, me too.
Kind of competitive.
No, I'm competitive, but like sophomore year is when I really got into stand-up, so I was like, I don't want to fucking do anything other than that.
Yeah, I started doing film shit and really dumb, goofy shit, and I was like, oh, this doesn't hurt as much or like take as much effort.
Yeah.
Even though it does in a sense, but like...
Yeah. I was like, oh, I can just like do something that I like and there aren't like four guys who are going to make fun of me the whole time. This is great.
Everybody will make fun of you.
Yeah, that's
the
true.
Whole time.
That's true.
You just don't hear it because you're busy.
Being a fucking
champ.
I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
There you go. Random.
This is horrible.
Donkey Kong sucks.
It does.
Yeah. I didn't have any like super weird coaches. I had our first lacrosse coach would go and get high with the players and stuff like that.
He what?
Get high with the players.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't hear about it for a while, but
we had some shit like I don't know the full story, so I don't necessarily
you don't want to dish.
Yeah.
You dish, man.
No, man. I don't know. I won't tell the softball.
There's like six people that listen to this, if that.
Yeah. I know. No, I don't know.
Fair enough.
The one coach I did like was my freshman football coach because he was like really good friends with the grandpa, but he was also fucking fat as shit.
Yeah. He's so fat. It's always wild when you have a coach that's crazy fat.
Oh my god, dude! He would like
run faster.
He would, like, because I had long hair, be like, you look like Tarzan, but you run like Jane. And I'm like, first off, coach, I'm the fastest guy on the team.
First off, who's writing your jokes?
So, one, suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would if I could catch you, son.
Yeah. No, he would, like, he was, like, so fat that, like, when he would, like turn his head real quick, his jowl was on, like, a 0.5 second delay.
It would just break his neck.
So, it would just be like, his head was here, but then, like, poof, poof, poof. Like it was like fucking like he had, it was like a cat's tail like that like clock, you know? Like,
yeah. He's like
yeah.
a parent who's like, I got eyes on the bottom of my chin.
Yeah.
And then it keeps an eye on both sides.
Yeah, he was a
you
good
get
dude.
It. You
though.
Guys all get it.
Yeah. He was a good dude. Anyways.
Well, I don't have really any coach stories. I just wanted to hear all about yours.
Yeah.
And
we got some more, but
we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's finish this thing off. Let's wait, are we finishing off?
Is it naming time?
I think it's naming time.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude. I had a great idea for it, too.
For the name? You didn't write it down again?
Nope. What were we talking about earlier? A lot of shit?
Talking about how much you hate Princess Bride?
Oh, shit. Fuck. No. Oh, god damn it. It was something like that, but I forgot what it was. It was something like, fuck Princess Bride.
We could just write that, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that the title? Fuck
sure.
Princess Bride?
Princess Bride is shit.
What about fuck Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, fuck. Fuck.
Fuck Mrs. Doubtfire. Fuck Mary Kill, Mrs. Doubtfire, Princess Bride, and Magic Johnson.
What'd he do?
Fuck Mary Kill. I'm saying you gotta pick fuck Mary Kill.
Fuck. Hold on. You wanna do that?
What?
You want to do that? Fuck, marry, kill?
That's what I was just asking you.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Is that what we decided on?
Mrs. Doubtfire. No. I'm not saying that's the name of the episode. I'm saying, who would you fuck, who would you marry, and who would you kill?
I wouldn't fuck Magic Johnson.
Well, that's... Will you just shut up for a minute?
It's no.
Fuck, marry, kill. Have you ever played this game before?
Nope. Never heard of it in my life.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys. We will... On that note, we will talk to you...
What are we naming it?
Next time. Fuck Casey Stoddard. I don't know.
Hey.
I don't know what to name it.
Wow. Cross the line.
I think...
Just...
Fuck, I don't know. I feel like... Princess died.
Prince, sorry, Johnny Witt.
You call it that?
Yeah.
No, because that makes no sense.
Johnny, listen to the next one.
That makes
one.
No sense. That no. makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because we're also going to put that episode before this one.
Oh, shit, we are. Oh, yeah. Hey, Johnny. Call back, Johnny. Let's just call this one Lick My Balls.
I'm not calling it that.
No? let's do something like Fuck Princess Bride in the Ass.
Okay, I think we agreed on that already earlier.
Yeah. God, I hate that fucking movie. I really do.
I can tell, I know.
Dangerous on that cat, go tracks man, hit it from the back. DJ stop and slap me back. Bruce every day, we run that train. Put that thing in her caboose. Only way you hang is with a noose. Before I say, ain't no truce. Y'all niggas lame, y'all ain't like us. Hang up with a double off, ain't your dust. For that money, ain't God we trust. All for bigger, for greed and lust. When you put the trust, when guns gon' bust. Loving every day like it's the end. Just waking up, feeling like a sin. Gotta keep an eye on all your friends. Cause everybody hungry ain't no streets. Nigga, rub your grandma for something to eat. Know it's fucked up, that's how I be. Growing up, living every day. And a day, and it don't seem like shit gon' change. No time soon, in the city of boom. Go for the time, we emerge from the room. Sold our coat, just we cut sound. Here we go, now here we go. Ain't no water, how flower gon' grow. Ain't no change, then how we gon' change. No umbrella, we stuck in the rain. Dark clouds hanging all over our head. No shine, shine, and them shines be lit. Light no squares, and them dots be red. Make your best friend that shot in the head. Drink, drink. Oh, you ain't know that. When it rain, when it pour, get your ass on the floor now. Oh, you ain't know that. Get that when you hear them gunshots go off. Pop off, and no shots go off. Knock off, you try to play me soft. Glock sign on your face, dog. No baseball, better run home. Hit the line, blood on your tongue. Exorcist, show a head, spot. Exodus, I might forget. Big when it's time for your West B2. You ain't heard of like this before. They don't do it like this no more. They get on that, they get on that, they get on that. Pop on the flop. You ain't heard of like this before. They don't do it like this no more. They get on that, they get on that, they get on that. Pop on the flop. Oh, you ain't know that. When it rain, when it pour, get your ass on the floor knock. Oh, you ain't know that. It's a rain, when it pour, get your ass on the floor knock. Oh, you ain't know that. When it rain, when it pour, get your ass on the floor knock. Oh, you ain't know that. It's a rain, when it pour, get your ass on the floor knock. Time for the percolator. Murder music orchestrator. Point blank, holla tip circulator. Yo ass like if you own respirator. I'm like Bang Gorilla with that blade. Kid don't play when I catch that fade. Shoot a whole party up with them cake. Shut down when we hit the DJ. That Detroit shit, you're around disco. Mixing gators, pissed on the disco. Eat crawfish, up in fist bones. See the road safe, watching the piss. Niggas get pissed, I'm no fly sound. Call Uncle Trick when you hit my hound. Beef with him, don't hit my phone. Beef verse, everybody ain't no sound. Coming from the city, where them goons be like. Dick on slipping, yo ass be hurt. That's for certain, yo ass be curt. Young niggas out there putting that work. I don't use squint for a pair of joints. Whole damn city pride, got a couple warrants. When it comes to jail, always stay chronic. No good fuck, they just go pop. Oh, you ain't know that. When it rain, when it pour, get your ass on the floor now. Oh, you ain't know that. It's better duck when you hear them gunshots go off. Pop off when those shots go off. Knock off, you try to play me soft. Clock silent, your face, dog. No baseball,